Welcome back to another edition of Turner Talks.
In thickness and in health with your host, Bailey Turner.
And Zach.
Welcome back, everyone. In today's episode, we are going to be doing a fun little would you rather game, kind of to break up the fitness and lifestyle content that we have been posting. We figured this would just be a fun little bonus podcast for this week. So we asked you guys over on Instagram to give us your best would you rather questions, and we're going to answer them. So we are going to start with some of these are just insane. Okay. First one is, would you rather have chicken fingers or lobster claw hands for life?
Lobster claws.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because the way I look at it is...
Zach's going to get very analytical.
Chicken tender fingers aren't going to be very useful, whereas like...
I just want to eat them.
Well, lobster claws like exist in nature, so they have like an actual use, whereas no animal has chicken tender fingers, so...
True.
I could use the lobster claws for things versus chicken tenders because
I would just eat my fingers off if I had chicken finger.
Yeah, and I feel like chicken tenders would get gross after a while.
Oh, they'd get like mushy.
I could clean lobster claws. You could eat lobster claws though too. Those are good.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Okay, would you rather go skydiving or bungee jumping?
I don't know. I feel like I would rather...
I'd go skydiving before I went bungee jumping, I think.
Yeah,
I feel like the chances of like the bungee breaking are higher than the parachute not working.
Well, I look at it from like a joy perspective. Like, I feel like a skydive would be more enjoyable. Like, you'd be able to like take in like scenery, whereas like a bungee jump, like it's over like, in like 5 seconds.
Well, and you're hanging upside down.
But the adrenaline rush that you probably get from bungee jumping is... probably, I don't even make it in.
I wish we would have done this before we had Marlo, like both of them.
Yeah.
Because now I'm too chicken shit, because if something were to happen to either one of us, I would be so sad.
Well, I think the risk is probably pretty marginal. I don't know.
I'd have to look it up.
Accidents do happen, obviously, but I bet you the statistics would probably show that you're more likely to die in a car crash than you are to die from like skydiving and stuff like that.
Never brush your teeth again or never shower again.
Oh.
That is a tough one. I feel like I would never shower again because I would like go swimming and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you never brush your teeth, you'll just have like piles of scuzz on your teeth.
I don't know, but I feel like there's things a shower accomplishes that swimming or like hot tubbing don't.
Well, so maybe yeah,
I would just get my teeth removed and just wear dentures.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're thinking about it that way...
You got to think deeper about these.
Well, I'm going to just like, take soap like, in the pool.
There you go. I think that's kind of modifying the no yeah, shower to make it fit. Yeah, I think I would probably rather never brush my teeth and I would just get my teeth removed and then just wear dentures permanently.
Would you rather have your baby projectile vomit on you or have diarrhea all over you? I feel like I've had both on me.
Definitely the projectile vomiting, because that's happened.
Yeah, and it's like, I feel like vomit, I mean, her poop stinks now. Yeah. Like, now that she's eating, like, real food, no one told me that it would stink this bad.
Yeah. It just, like, stinks regular than more, like, regular
yeah.
poop, I guess. But I would definitely go vomiting, because dealing with our dogs, I feel like dogs just in general are very, like, prone to
vomiting.
And, like, I have no problem dealing with puke. Like, I'm the puke dealer here.
Puke dealer.
I don't deal puke, but I deal with the puke. So, definitely the projectile vomiting.
Yeah, I would agree.
Do you remember when she got that, this is kind of a side tangent, but when she was projectile vomiting that one
day? Oh, yeah. Ugh. I felt so bad. Her little body just, like, When your baby is sick, nothing compares. It's just so sad.
Yeah. But then it was weird, because then she would, like, smile between the vomits, like at us. She'd be like, she'd puke, and then she'd like,
so sad.
Smile.
Next question: burpees or 3 mile run?
How many burpees?
She didn't say. I'd rather do burpees.
Well, burpees could mean like two burpees.
Just say like 100. I'd rather do 100 burpees. It's gonna be over in way less time than it would take me to run 3 miles.
I'd probably do the. I don't know. I hate burpees.
Like, I hate running.
My least favorite like form of exercise.
My shins feel like they're gonna explode whenever I run.
I would probably run, honestly.
go do it.
Right now?
Do it right now.
Okay.
Would you rather have a bug in your eye or in your nose?
Nose. Vision is, like, the one thing that I, like, hate when it gets, like, messed up. Like, it sucks, like, when you lose, like, your smell and taste, like, with, like, colds and stuff like that. But, like, when I used to wear contacts, there's nothing worse than having something, like, on your contacts. Like, between, like, your eye and your contact. And then, like, even now, like, there's no more annoying feeling than having, like, an eyelash or, like, sand in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Anything but the vision being affected is something I would do. So, definitely the nose and the bug.
I agree.
Wait.
Nose in the bug. Would you rather never brush your teeth again or never cut your nails?
Cut my nails because I chew most of my nails off, unfortunately.
I don't do that, but I would just
have
long nails.
A nail chewer, not like habitually, but like...
If they're long, you would rather just chew them than
I just chew them off versus just clipping them off, or I like tearing nails off. Like, I'll get under it from the side.
Yeah, and then you chew on them. That's gross.
I don't chew on them very rarely.
Don't lie to the folks. Don't lie to them.
Why would you throw me under the bus like that?
FMK, so at like...
Yes, I know
frick,
what that means.
Marry, kill. Tacos, pizza, canes. That's tough. Ooh.
That is tough. I have to think about that. Sorry, you can hear Ziggy's little claws on the floor in here.
I think, honestly, I would...
I'd marry...
Really?
Yeah. I love pizza.
I love pizza too, but I think I would kill pizza.
You'd kill pizza.
I would kill pizza. I think I would kill pizza, F Canes, marry tacos.
Yeah, I would. I'd marry pizza. I don't know. Just there's something about a good pizza. I would.
You'd kill Canes.
No, I'd F Canes.
You'd kill tacos?
I'd kill tacos. I love tacos, but.
Really?
You know, I think about it from like a standpoint of they're in like regards to Mexican food as a whole. It's rare. Like, if I go to, like, a Mexican restaurant,
I never
get tacos.
Yeah.
Like, it's usually, like, a burrito or, like, a chimichanga or something like that. So, I could definitely... Like I said, I'll eat tacos. I love tacos. Mm-hmm. But I could live without tacos versus, like...
I love tacos.
There's nothing like a good slice of pizza. And nothing slaps harder than Canes on occasion.
Yeah. Canes, like, I could drink their sauce and their bread.
Yeah.
Like, their chicken and fries are average. They're, like, par, I would say. However, their bread and their sauce is what makes them even better. So, like, that's why I'm obsessed with them.
They obviously have good Coke, too. It's not, like, McDonald's level like Coca-Cola, yeah, but it's good Coke.
Yeah, they do have good Coke.
Yeah.
I like Diet Coke better.
Their bread, though, and their the sauce.
And
I feel like their chicken and their fries are very hit or miss, too.
If they're good, but they're not really like good. Why we go there. Like, we don't go there for the best chicken tenders and fries.
Yeah.
We go there for the sauce and the bread, and then, like, the chicken and fries are just, like, obviously part of the meal.
Like, they definitely don't even have, like, the best fast food chicken. Like, I would definitely go to Popeyes and Chick-fil-A over Canes for, like,
honestly,
chicken.
I really like Culver's chicken tenders, too.
Those were good. I haven't had those in a while when I tried them the other day.
Yeah.
Like, the way they bread them is really nice.
Yum.
But Cane's fries are, like, bottom tier crinkle cut. Like,
I wish they were a little bit crispier.
Crispier, because there's, like, a little too much bend in them, and mm-hmm. they need to salt them a little more, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree. Would you rather know when or how you are going to die? I would want to know when.
When?
Because I feel like everybody always says this when they get asked this question, but if you knew how and it was like a car accident, then you'd avoid the car.
Yeah, like you would avoid doing like...
You'd like avoid living.
Forever.
Yeah.
And it would just like paralyze you. But if you're like, well, on this date in 2060, like this is when you're going to die.
Then you live. Like, but like it would also scare me if it's like, okay, this is the day and it's like soon. And then it's like, okay, what? I'm not going to do anything then.
But then you know though. So versus scary. Like
I know,
like you said, if it's like a regular, if you die, you know, via some like regular day activity, like you're gonna die like while on a walk, or you're gonna die in the car, or you're gonna die when you use the shower, like you're gonna avoid those things. And it could be in 50 years, it could be in 5 minutes. So I would definitely want to know when.
Yeah, I would too, but it still makes me sad. Would you rather poop out from your mouth or your eyes?
Would it like seep out behind the eyeballs? I'm not.
I don't know.
And mouth.
Oh, that's so gross. You taste it.
Once again, the vision. I don't care.
I would poop out of my eyes 100%.
Ugh.
I'm not tasting my own turds. That's disgusting.
I hate that word.
Turd?
Yeah. It's like my least favorite word in the American language.
It's not even a bad word.
English language. Sorry. I just totally had an American moment right there.
What did you just say?
In the American language.
Well, I feel like
that was
America has its own language.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Would you rather have feet for hands or hands for feet?
Hands for feet.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, 100%.
Would you rather have a wiener on your forehead or have to tell the truth no matter what? Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
I'm not going to have a wiener on my forehead.
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
Because I feel like if you had to tell the truth no matter what, you'd maybe start making better life decisions and you wouldn't have to put yourself in awkward positions to...
True.
Have to tell the truth even when it sucks, so...
True.
That's my stance.
Would you rather eat chewed food from someone that you're most comfortable with? So you have to, like I would chew it up and then spit it in your mouth and you'd swallow it? Or lick a college bar floor?
Definitely the former. I would...
Yeah.
100% rather
I would,
eat your chewed food.
100%. I'm not licking a college bar floor. There could be turds on the floor.
There we go. There's that word.
I know.
You just find a way to always work
I'm out. Looking into your eyes and I said it just to see what you'd say.
I don't even think about like the fecal matter standpoint. I think about just like the diseases on the floor. And like
oh, there's that. Fecal matter. There's diseases. There's probably STDs. There's
urine. There's probably blood. Drugs.
All the things. Don't. No, not doing that.
Semen?
I knew you were going to say that.
There probably is.
Definitely the chewed food.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we...
Honestly, I think I would I would take the chewed food from, like, pretty much anybody before licking bar floor.
Anybody might be a stretch, but most people
Anybody that just brushed their teeth.
Yeah, anybody that I know has relatively decent oral hygiene. For sure. Because, like, I actually...
Oh, it makes me, like, sick thinking about licking a bar floor.
Bailey and I were in Walmart the other day, and we were walking out, and the Walmart that we went to has, like, the nice, like, gym rubber flooring. And I said, Bailey, how long do you think it would take for me to get sick after I, like, ran my tongue, like, across this floor? Or, like, no, was it how long? Or do you think it's, like, a guarantee?
It was, like, yeah, it was, like...
Yeah, and it's at 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you've sent me those, like... those like TikToks, and I've seen them too, where like they like culture like the bottom of like people's shoes that like are like outside.
Bottom of shoes, they do like escalator handles.
Oh, it's so gross.
Las Vegas pools, they did like the amount of bacteria that are in these places that like never get cleaned.
Well, nasty. And that's why like Bailey and I make like a point whenever we go to people's houses to take our shoes off.
Always. Like, even if the people are like, no, come on, you don't have to take your shoes off. We're like, no. Like we had a birth class and it literally said like you can keep your shoes on. Remember?
Yeah.
And we were the only people that took our shoes off every single time we went because that's just like how we were both raised. And also that's like our biggest pet peeve is when people wear shoes in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's just so gross. And Zach actually found something on Instagram where they were saying how much bacteria and like viruses and fecal matter and like everything that is on the average shoe from just walking in the streets, going to stores, like doing all that. And then you bring it into your house. And then if you have like babies or dogs and they're like stirring it all up.
Even on our morning walk today, I noticed like this is like honestly a St. George thing because like I never noticed it like in Rochester and like you know Wisconsin where we're from, the small town. People are absolutely terrible about picking up dog poop here.
Well, yeah, they just
let their dog go and then like don't
on the sidewalk. It was literally on the sidewalk
in and
it
the
was,
middle of the sidewalk and it looked like a horse. Like
I literally was like, Zach, is that horse poop? And he's like, no, it's a dog. And I was like, holy crap. Yeah.
The dog poop that you're seeing on the sidewalk like is ending up on the bottom of your shoes in like some shape or form. Ugh. And then you get home and you trudge across your own floors, your carpet, And then if you have, you know, children that are on their hands and knees crawling around, or, mm-hmm. you know, this and that, like, it's ending up everywhere. And yeah, it's just disgusting. I also saw something too, where this person made mac and cheese in the sink, and then this other guy made like a, what do you call that? Like a, when someone uses your video, Stitch, right?
Oh yeah, Stitch.
Of, they cultured like the sink to see how much like bacteria was in it. And even after they like bleached the sink, like washing it with hot water did like nothing. Mm-hmm. Dish soap barely improved it. And then bleach like improved it a lot, but there was still like a significant amount of bacteria. And like, that's in your sink after you bleach it. Like, can you imagine what your floors are like? Like, it's just disgusting. Like,
and that guy made mac and cheese in the sink.
I don't even know what was the original. Would you?
That's why I never, like, I see people do, they like put all their fruit and veggies in their sink, and then they like do like a big like veggie and fruit wash. And I always thought, oh, that's such a good idea, because like, it, if you have a bunch of stuff and you can just wash it in one, mm-hmm. you know, pile. But that is so gross.
Yeah. What was the original would you rather?
The chewed food in the college bar.
Oh yeah,
that's how we got off the ground. Because then I went on
like the Walmart thing too, but like, yeah, definitely the chewed food. I just hate being sick.
I wonder if I feel like there are a lot of other people that are like us, in the sense that like their pet peeve is like people wearing shoes in their house. Like, if you're listening to this, do you have a rule where you don't want or don't have shoes in your house, like outdoor shoes? Like, we have indoor shoes. Like, I have slippers and stuff that I just wear inside. That's the only type of shoe that I'll wear inside the house, but I won't wear like my outdoor shoes inside the house, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, our biggest pet peeve. But sometimes, like, when we have like friends over or something, like, you don't want to be like the jerk that's like, take your shoes off. Like, you just hope that they get it.
Yeah, it's just kind of awkward.
Yeah, because we don't want to be, like, we don't like confrontation. We are very much peacekeepers.
You just like confrontation with me.
Really? Let's not go there. And so, like, I don't know, it's just one of those things where it's like, oh no, it's like fine. But yeah, really, it's like, please take off your shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, next thing. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or a coma for a decade?
Jail for 5 years.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, I might not be aware. Wait, but I've, like, heard, like, horror stories of people, like, being, like, conscious while they're in comas.
Comas, and they hear everything.
Yeah. Like, that would be just torture.
Mm-hmm. And whereas, coma, like, for 10 years. I don't know. Like, I wonder what the longest person was ever in a coma for.
Yeah. But if I'm in jail,
I guarantee you they wouldn't keep someone in a coma for that long.
Yeah. But if I'm in jail, I can still have, like, family and, like, Marlo come see me. But if I'm in a coma, obviously, I don't know. Yeah, definitely jail.
Holy crap.
Good job catching your potty mouth.
Hey.
She does swear a lot.
Hey.
Like a sailor.
Hey. guess. Don't look. Did you see it?
No.
Guess. 20, the longest coma.
20 years?
No.
More?
Yes.
80?
No.
Less?
Yes.
50?
Less.
40?
42.
Whoa. Yeah,
But this one looks longer, actually. The Guinness. Remember when I thought it was Guinness?
Yeah.
Guinness World Record.
Bailey also used to, she still does this. She'll call a pint of ice cream a pint.
I don't know why. Because one time I messed it up, and then it stuck with me for life, and I've been very self-conscious about that word, so I just never say it because I never know if I'm saying it right. But now I think I got it because I haven't said that in a long time.
You said it recently.
No, I didn't.
Within the last 2 months.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, because we went to Cold Stone, and you're like, I'll do a pint.
No, I said, I'll do a pint. Or I said, I'll do a pint. Or is it pint? And then I always mix it up. And then you just laugh at me. Anyways, this one was from 1934 to 1978. So how many years is that?
44.
That's insane.
That's a long time. I'm doing the jail time.
I'm doing jail too, because comas kind of freak me out. Could you imagine being in a coma for that long? Could you imagine that medical bill? Oh my gosh. Millions.
I have no idea.
I would say millions.
But I'm doing the jail time because I'm not concerning myself with the coma.
Okay, next question.
Next.
Would you rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed?
Overdressed.
Really?
Like, we're talking, like, if I went to, like, a 2-year-old's birthday party and I was wearing, like, suit and tie. Like, overdressed in that sense? Yeah. Or, like, overdressed in terms of, like, it's 90 degrees out and I'm wearing, like, a winter coat and snow pants?
No. The overdressed, like, wearing a suit everywhere. I would chronically be underdressed. Like, I would wear my swimsuit or, like, pajamas everywhere. I don't even care. I'm comfy. I'm not going to be wearing heels and a dress and, like, trying to, like, you know, impress anybody. Heck no. I'm wearing my PJs.
Well, I feel like, I don't know, I might be, like...
It's not like we go anywhere fancy.
No, but I might be generalizing, too. But I feel like men's dress clothes are maybe more comfortable than women's, so I would have no problem being overdressed all the time.
I think it's just, yeah. I mean, I'm sure women find really nice dress clothes, but I just don't. Yeah. I love living in, like, activewear or sweats.
I would just hate to go to, like, something where I did need to be dressed
for the occasion. Oh, like a funeral or something?
And you're wearing, like, swim trunks and a tank top. Like, I would rather be overdressed. It's almost funnier, too, when you're overdressed versus, like, being underdressed. Like, you're that person. Like,
yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
That's where we're different.
Yeah. One of many things.
Would you rather have everyone know... Wait, would you rather have everyone you know be able to read your thoughts or for everyone you know to have access to your internet history?
Internet history.
Because I'm not looking up anything bad.
Yeah.
Like, if you looked at me or Zach's internet history, it's, like, literally us asking Google, like, random stuff. Like, we'll be on walks and we'll be, like, thinking of just random facts. And then we'll be like, okay, you look that up or I'll look that up.
Yeah.
Zach especially. He's just, like...
Especially. I thought you said X.
Really?
Sorry.
I'm going to punch you in the head.
But I love, like, I wouldn't call it like being a know-it-all. I just love, like, knowledge and, like, being on the know. And
this one is so sad.
Why would someone ask a sad one? These are supposed to be lighthearted.
Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
Sight. This is the only time, this is like a good question actually, because I would rather, this is the only instance where I'd rather lose my vision, because things in life that have happened at this point make me happy, and I'd hate to never, obviously you wouldn't know any different, but that stuff makes me happy, so I would rather.
It'd be like 51st states.
Yeah, I'd rather keep that stuff versus.
But then you like wouldn't get to see Marlo grow up.
I know, but would I not remember she's my daughter, though?
But could you make new memories? That's a hard one. I think I might want to lose my memories.
Okay, even though, I think about, like, stuff like...
That's fine. We can have two different opinions.
I'm just saying, I think about,
like trying to justify it as if, like,
you're trying to persuade me. No, I am trying to justify my position. I'm not trying to persuade you, but I'm saying, like, I'd like to, like, have the memory of, like, my, like, grandpa and stuff like that.
Oh, for sure.
And, like, I have memories of Marlo to this point, and...
I know. It's a really hard question. But I also want to see her grow up and see her get married and stuff. See,
that's the nice thing about this is
I know. It's just
hopefully won't lose my
sight. Sometimes I, like, feel like it's, like, reality, and I'm like, oh, I have to choose.
It's, like, actually happening.
Okay. Would you rather give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life or give up internet?
Air conditioning and heating or internet? Internet.
I think I would give up internet, too.
Because if I needed internet, or, like, I can't use it anywhere.
I think you can't use it. But we don't, like, I feel like we could try to live simply.
Yeah.
Like, off the grid.
But then I also think about, like, the heating and the air conditioning. Like, could you use, like, maybe ceiling fans and stuff?
Maybe.
I mean, that's not air conditioning, technically.
Or maybe you could, maybe you could just live somewhere where it doesn't get super cold or super hot.
Nowhere. I feel like there's an extreme everywhere. Like...
California.
That's true. But... I don't know. Yeah. I think maybe internet, there's nothing worse than being, like, uncomfortable temperature-wise.
Yeah. Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Chef.
100%. It would be so nice. Yeah, I don't mind cleaning either.
I like vacuuming. I like doing dishes. I like doing stuff like that. The only way I'd like a maid is, like, if they made the bed.
making the bed so easy.
Made the bed and like put away my clothes. I have no problem doing laundry. It's just like
the I don't last like part. The deep cleaning. Like I don't like scrubbing baseboards and like that kind of stuff.
And, like dusting like but lights. But
personal
stuff.
Chef to just be like, okay, this is what you know I want to kind of eat in the day, but make it healthy, but make it like fresh and make it
yeah.
Oh, that'd be
like right now. Yeah, especially it'd be like, all right, I'm tracking. This is my daily allowance for calories.
Cook make me, whatever, me every meal
keep
and
keep me under that. Or keep me at that number.
Yeah. And cook me something new and yeah. fresh and something exciting. Something
that, like, tastes good because I'd like beef and rice, but, like, at some point it's just, like...
Even if we had a private chef for one day, that'd be so fun.
Yeah.
But then we'd probably be like, oh, I wish we could do this all the time. And obviously we cannot. But maybe we could, like, act like it one time?
Sure.
Actually, whenever Aubrey comes to stay with us, she's, like, our little chef because yeah. she's really good at cooking. Let's see. Would you rather be 11 feet tall or 9 inches tall?
11 feet. And if you're 9 inches tall, you're going to get stepped on.
I'm going to be a little peanut.
If I'm 11 feet tall, I'm not going to get stepped on.
Yeah, but you couldn't fit in a car.
I don't care.
You couldn't fit through any doorway. You'd have to like snap in half. I think I'm going to be 9 inches.
If you're 9 inches tall, though, you need assistance with everything. Like, you can't open the fridge. You can't push open a pantry door because, like, if you're 9 inches tall,
you're well, not yeah, if you're going to be 11 feet and I'm 9 inches, you can just wait on me hand and foot.
There we go.
And I could eat your breadcrumbs. I don't even need a pantry.
That's fair. How are you going to get into bed, though? We'll build little stairs. How are you going to brush your teeth? Build little stairs.
I'll just have mini everything. How are
you
going to
drive a car? You don't right now anyways, so.
You're right, because I have to take care of my baby. And that's a man's job. I'm a passenger princess.
It's like that TikTok that you sent me. This is like the third time I've referenced TikTok, so. It's the, what does it say? The wife, me thinking that my husband cares about me because he drives or something like that. Or
it's like my wife thinks that I drive because I'm like trying to be a gentleman, but in reality I just value my life and other people's lives.
Literally.
And the wife's in the front seat like all oblivious and it's funny. All right, well, and then one last one. Would you rather always have BO and not know it or always smell BO on everyone else? I would rather always smell BO on everyone else.
Yeah.
I don't want to be stinky.
No, I
like smelling good.
I can get away from other people, but there's no escaping yourself. And if you have to smell it all the time,
no, you don't. Like, you won't know it. If you have BA, you won't know it.
BA.
If you have BO, you won't know it. But other people around you would be like, "Oh, he's a stinky guy."
Yeah, I'd rather just other people have it and I deal with their smell versus.
Yeah, I agree.
Other people having to deal with me.
All right, well, I think that wraps up today's episode. We had a really fun time just answering some fun would you rather questions. The next podcast we will upload will be another fitness related one, so stay tuned for that. And thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you.